This is the Shit You Need to Know podcast. I'm your host, Martha Riley. Have you ever been to a party and someone asked you a question that you didn't know the answer to? Yeah, me too. It fucking sucks. But that's where I come in. I'm asking the questions so you'll have the answers. Now sit back, relax, because there's shit we need to know. Oh my god, so I recorded this beautiful intro, very deep, very passionate, and then I decided it would be cool if I added an echo effect on one of the clips. Well, the echo effect baked into my whole track, and everything was echoey, and I couldn't undo it, so now I'm re-recording this for the fifth time. So here we go. I'm so excited. My name is Martha Petrushevsky. I am a 25-year-old millennial living in St. Paul, Minnesota. I know I go by Martha Riley on the intro, but Petrushevsky is my real name. I just do that because you've probably never heard Petrushevsky pronounced, or probably have never seen it spelled. It's kind of like Beyonce, but it's two names and just me, Martha. So you're listening to this episode because you either want to know more about me or know more about the Shit You Need to Know podcast, or both. So I am happy to help. I'm starting this podcast because it's sort of a life purpose of mine to create things. So back in senior year of college, I started this company called Nestle Packs. It's now defunct, but I made backpacks for kids with autism, and it was pretty successful. We did a Kickstarter, my team and I. It raised about $35,000 in 30 days, which was crazy. That's a crazy amount of money to me as a college kid at the time. And it also was patented, which was pretty cool. Pretty cool thing to add on my resume. And I was so grateful for that experience because it also allowed me to do a TED Talk. So I did a TED Talk in October of 2016 after I graduated college, and that was really fun. I don't think many people saw it. That's okay. I can put it in the show notes if you really want to. No hard feelings. But this podcast came about because I'll go all in. We'll tell you the whole story. So it came about and we'll start at the beginning. So December of 2017, my life was going fine. I mean, like, it wasn't bad. I had a good job. I had good friends. I was in a relationship. Everything was fine. Like, it was like a B plus life. But I knew I wanted to get up into that A range. So I hired a life coach, and I had no idea what a life coach was, to be honest. I thought it was some hippie shit, and I was not convinced that it was going to help me. But it did. It totally did. And through my life coach, I thought I wanted to be a life coach. We worked a lot on that and how to build a business and what to coach on. For a while, I tried. I did try. I had a couple of practice clients that I did stuff with, but something didn't feel right. It still felt off. And around that time, I went through three major life changes. So I broke up with my boyfriend of 3.5 years. I moved. I had to find a new place to live, and I got a new job. So I was just like, all my emotional energy was really being devoted to that. I can't do anything else. Like, I'm so stressed out. Being a coach got put on the back burner for a little while, and I kind of forgot about it until I went to this event in July, and the event was called Unleash the Power Within. It was hosted by this guy named Tony Robbins, and he is this life strategist and coach to the stars, basically. He coached Serena Williams, Anthony Hopkins, Julianne Hough, and Hugh Jackman. They have all sought out his advice and his coaching. So I was like, shit, man, if it's good enough for Serena, it's good enough for me. So basically, this event was personal development on steroids. It was 4 days in the United Center in Chicago, so where the Bulls play, if you care about that stuff. I'm recording this after the Super Bowl, so might as well throw some sports references in while I can to stay credible. And there was 9,000 people from a bunch of different countries. And it was crazy. So on the third day of this, you're exhausted. I was getting 6 hours of sleep a night. I couldn't take naps, which, if you know me, is a huge deal. It's hard. I'm stressed even thinking about it. And on the third day, we did this meditation. It was called something along the lines of the Dickens effect. And Tony asked us to look in the mirror, look at ourselves today. Do we like where we're at? Do we like how things are going? Sort of the answer is obviously no if I'm at this event. And these events don't run cheap, I'll tell you that. I was committed. I was like, shit, if I'm spending this much money, I am not walking out of here the same person. And I didn't. So at least got that going for me. He asked us to take a look at ourselves in a mirror, a pretend mirror, and think about 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. If you looked in the mirror and you saw the same person in that mirror as you did today, would you be happy? No. And the result was almost like instantaneous because you're so exhausted, you're dehydrated, you're malnourished basically for 4 days. So I started crying immediately, and everyone else around me did too. It was the craziest thing. Like, if you ever want to see a grown man cry, you go to a Tony Robbins event. So yeah, I walked out of that seminar. I was like, cool, I'm going to get back on this coaching train. We're going to figure it out. So I hired another life coach, and we really worked on it. We worked a lot about like what was holding me back, what I could do to serve my clients, to be a better person, to be a better coach. And, you know, things were going okay. I wasn't like really getting any clients, but I was like, don't worry about it. It's fine. You know, people will start paying for listening to me talk. Instead, look at me now, mom. People are paying nothing to listen to me talk. But anyways, and so it still wasn't going well. Something, again, it wasn't clicking. I now know what it was, but at the time I didn't. So I decided to go to another Tony Robbins event. This one was called Date with Destiny. It was 6 days in Florida. That kind of sucked because it's December in Minneapolis. Why? But I didn't see the sun at all in Florida. On the last day, though, I did go to a beach for a little bit, and I drove by Mar-a-Lago because why not? I was there. Back to the seminar. I do this a lot. I go on a lot of tangents, but I will stay focused for y'all. So at the seminar, I think it was the fourth or fifth day, we were doing another meditation, and we really had to figure out our life's purpose. And if you don't believe you can do it in a meditation, I mean, I'm super oversimplifying this, but you definitely can. So what came to me in that meditation was, I'm meant to be a teacher. I'm not meant to be a coach, which made sense. That was the link I was missing, because as I was growing up, I had a lot of sports coaches, and I always had such a negative connotation with them because, I don't know, I hated swimming for a really long time. I hated getting in the pool. I hated being yelled at. I just didn't like my coaches. So being a teacher made sense because I loved all my teachers. They were great and they served. That was their purpose in life, is they served. And I was like, oh, that's what I want to be. I am this teacher. I'm going to be teaching people things. I've lived a lot of life, things I don't know and that I can't teach. I can find people to teach. At this event, we wrote down 4 goals that we wanted to achieve in the next year. 2 of them are personal, so I won't share those yet. But the other 2 is to become unstoppable in my business and to start a podcast. Specifically, I wrote, I want to start a podcast that helps millennials figure out their life by providing a seed of motivation when they listen to me and my ideas. It's really far across my room. I had to squint a little bit, I'll be honest. I'm kind of tired. Hopefully people listen to this and they're like, oh, I get it. Like, I was missing something before, but I understand now. I understand what I need to do. And it's not all going to be about life coaching topics, I promise, because a lot of us, and not just millennials in general, but like a lot of us are really overwhelmed with everything that's going on in the world, and we're sort of not really sure what to care about. So there's like politics, there's money, friends, family, relationships, the environment. If you try to be a good person and care about all of those, you're going to blow up. Like, I don't know anyone who does that. Or if they do, they don't do it well and they're not really taking care of themselves, because that's another thing you have to care about. You have to care about yourself. I'm going to have some fun episodes thrown in there because along with, you know, important things like finance and buying a house, there's other fun things in the world that I don't know about, and maybe you don't know about either. So stay tuned for those. But basically, I want to provide different opinions and insights on tools to help you make better decisions on things you would like to do. And one thing I want, you know, listeners to know is that you're never alone in this scary time. Like, it may feel like you're alone. Maybe you're that black sheep trying something new or have an opinion that your friends don't agree with. Trust me, I have been there. I'm like the black sheep of my family. You're not alone. I'm here to guide you through the process. And if I can't guide you through it, I'm gonna find someone who can. This podcast is for you. If you are curious about new things and have questions about life and, you know, the universe, sure, we'll go with that. TLDR, my name is Martha. I am a 25-year-old from St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm a podcaster, I'm a creator, and I'm a teacher, and I'm here to teach you information and new things so that you can make decisions that benefit your life. I'm not trying to like get you into personal development. That's not my goal. I'm here to have fun and to learn new things, and I hope you are too. We're gonna have a good time, so stick around. I have some really fun episodes planned. I wasn't pumped about being a life coach because it felt weird and fake, but man, if people listen to me talk, I know I've done something right. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being supportive. I can't wait to get started, and I hope to hear from you all very soon. So yeah, I don't know how to end this, so I'm just gonna end it. Hopefully that's... yeah. All right. Bye now. Thanks for listening to the Shit You Need to Know podcast. I've set up a phone number in case you have a question you need answering or just want to talk. Feel free to give me a ring at 301-941-7448. That's 301-941-SHIT. Also, don't give me a ring. No one does that. You can text the number too. I don't know why I said ring. If you enjoyed this episode of the Shit You Need to Know podcast, feel free to subscribe on iTunes and rate it 5 stars.